らしいしね。Disappear for a minute. You have meditated so much that your meditation has revealed the three Vedas. You are planting the seed for sense gratification. This is wrong. So he wasted his life. Sense gratification is available for all species of life, not only for human beings. Sense gratification is available for all species of life. In fact, sense gratification is best performed by the animals. Human beings cannot gratify their senses as much as the animals. Animals, they have a better facility. They have the strength to gratify their senses more than human beings. Because human form of life is not for sense gratification. Human form of life is meant for in pleasing the supreme personality of God, has said, so that we'll have the blessing, the mercy to terminate our material existence. When you look at the animals, look at the animals very carefully. Huh? Human beings, we get one child at a time. Animals, 12, 14. For pigs, 14 children at a go. So who is better in gratifying the senses? The humans or the animals? And they don't send their children to school. Human beings, even here in India, the situation has gone so much that marriage is now one child. Other man, woman, doesn't matter. One child. Why? Look at the animals. They have the strength. They have the strength to have sex 100 times in the day. A man? How many times? Lazy people. Just once is a struggle. But animals, on limited time, they have no fear of the diseases that will come from sense gratification or the suffering that comes from sense gratification. They are free. But humans, a lot of fear about everything which we do, fear. They fear, even to gratify their senses, so much fear. But animals do not have that facility. They don't have this circumstance. They don't have this situation of worrying about the future for my sense gratification. Because nature has provided them with all the facilities. Which means that sense gratification is not for human beings. Therefore, to compete with animals is not civilization. It is not education. We are simply competing with animals to gratify their senses. But animals, they don't worry about hospitals. Of course, these days, human beings take animals to hospital. But that is degrading. Nature has provided facility for everyone. Perfectly. That is the complete nature of Krishna. He is complete, he is perfect, that he has provision for everyone. But we are so incomplete that we always try to amend what nature has arranged. No conditions has power to amend what nature has arranged. We have no power. In history, no one has the power to ever adjust in nature. Except liberated souls and Krishna himself. So, Prudhava Maharaj is meditating here for sanctification, and he's bringing in a process for sanctification in Treta Yuga. So Prabhupada said here, Jagya it is not for gratifying the senses. Jagya is meant for Lord Krishna. It is for Krishna. And he quoted here, to please the Supreme Personality of God in Kali Yuga, the Sankirtan Jagya is recommended. Jagya is Sankirtana Prajai, Jajandi is Sumedasa. Sumedasa. Sumedasa, those are intelligent. Intelligent people, they don't consider sanctification to be the goal of life. Those are intelligent. They have a different activity to perform, chanting the holy name of Lord Krishna. Explain the power of Namabhas. So powerful. Just Namabhas. We're not talking about Sudanam or Bhavanam or Primnam. Just Sudanam. How powerful is it? And Prabhupada quoted the verse in the lecture on this verse. Powerful. There is no jagya in all the scriptures which is compared to the chanting of the holy name. In fact, if anyone tries to compare the jagyas in the scripture, the chanting of the holy name is an offender. Nothing is compared to that. So, only people who are very, very, very fortunate will have the chance to chant the holy name, even Namabhas. It's wonderful. And Sukadev explained varieties of Namabhas and how powerful they are. One is Stoba. Stoba means what? Chanting the name, not for the name, but for something else. Like Ajamila. Ajamila, Prabhupada mentioned in the purport, in civilized society, people give name of Krishna to their children. So, Ajamila was influenced by Lord Krishna for the devotional service he has performed. Krishna influenced his intelligence to name his child Narayana. So, Ajamila, he called his son, not Krishna, but Krishna, is my name he called. This is how powerful Namabhas is. The name Narayan was called by Ajamila, but Lord Narayan said, it's my name he called. And Lord Narayan said, anyone who calls my name, in any condition, it is my responsibility to protect that person. Krishna takes it upon himself. It is my duty for protecting that person. It doesn't matter any condition he calls my name. Of course, Krishna is not encouraging offensive chanting or inattentive chanting, but he is glorifying the power of his holy name. How powerful is his name? Powerful, so powerful, even more powerful than himself. So here, Krishna is glorifying the position of his name. His name is powerful. Even Namabhas, offensive chanting. The name was chanted for something else. Not for Krishna. Serious argument between the Vishnu Dutas and Yama Dutas. Serious argument. For their life, the Yamadutas have never in been obstructed. Never. The first Ajamila. Who are you? Their second surprise was they were stopped from doing their duty. This had never happened before. Externally, we don't see internally. We should not look at devotees externally. We should look at devotees internally. Because our eyes has a lot of defective nature. Our eyes are defective. We don't really see. We may have the two balls, but we don't really see. So if you see devotees externally, you make a lot of mistakes. And that also shows the quality of our japa is namabhas. Anyone who is looking at devotees on the bodily platform, is his japa or her japa is on the namabhas platform. The devotees who are really chanting the pure name, they have a different vision. They will not see the external, they will see the internal. Therefore, they cannot make mistakes. So we should not look at devotees externally, we should see devotees internally. Ajamila, although he's living with a prostitute, but his situation is like a snake that has no fangs. Because of his chanting. Ajamila, every day he's chanting, Narayan, have you eaten? Narayan, you want to sleep? Narayan, you need to drink water? Narayan, come and sit on my life. Narayan, what is your situation? Narayan. Every day he's chanting Narayan. In the presence of the holy name. How can sin exist? It is not possible. A sin cannot exist in the presence of the holy name. Even namabhas. So powerful. So Ajamila is free from sin. Arresting him is an offense. This is just namabhas is chanting. Not even pure name is chanting. Ajamila was saved. He's chanting the name. Even in a very neglectful way, out of negligence, neglectful, which is an offense. Still, because it has connection with the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it has the power to deliver. Anyone who continues to practice chanting in that way, in due course of time, one, the name has the power to overcome all offenses. If we continue to chant, the name has the power to overcome all offenses, destroy it, uproot it, and give the conditional soul or fortunate soul is chanting the holy name, the pure holy name. That is the nature of the name. So powerful, so pure and potent. We should be encouraged to increase our japa. We should be encouraged. If namabhas can do like this, therefore I have chance. There is a chance for me. There is a hope that yes, I can make it by taking shelter of the holy name. Even if it's namabhas, by taking shelter of the holy name, somehow or other, I'll be delivered by the potency, the mercy of the holy name. So for this reason, that our charas, they took their time to explain everything so we can be hopeful that yes, in Krishna consciousness, there is hope for everyone. No one cannot have the mercy if we take shelter of the holy name. and try our best not to take undue advantage of the facility or the posture, the potency of the holy name, not to take undue advantage, but to take full advantage of the holy name. The name is so powerful, it has a chance to deliver anyone like me. Therefore, I still put my best into chanting. With this mood, with this mentality, will become successful like a Jamila. Hare Krishna. Comment? Question?
Maharaj, Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Maharaj Pandi, at the time of, you know, Dwaparaga ending Brihannarade Puranam, it is very clear Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama eva kevalam. So subsequently there are so many sampradayas have been come out. Each sampradaya they are introducing their own name. Why? It is because already the potential name of Hare Krishna is always there existing, and everybody, the originality is the Supreme Person of Godhead is Lord Krishna. Then why different sampradayas, different names they are introduced? And suppose say, for example, in Vrindavan, they say Radhe Krishna, Radhe Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Radhe Radha, like that. And that other sampradaya, like Ramajya sampradaya, Om Sriman Narayana, different sampradayas. But actually the four sampradayas are empowered, isn't it? Then why different names and getting confused of the... But actually, Nam Namnakari Bahudha Nijasarva Sakti, it's okay. But why different of names? And even Narada Muni said to the Dhruva Maharaj, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. When the Lord is one, Lord Krishna is one.
God is one.
Hare Krishna.
His name is one. Why different sampradayas? Right? That's your question. Huh?
Why all these different mantras? Why not? Why
is that? Hare Krishna mantra is for intelligent people, not fools. So only those who are very intelligent and very, very fortunate will chant Hare Krishna mantra. It is not ordinary to get someone to chant Hare Krishna mantra. It's not ordinary. Huh?
No,
it's not ordinary.
No, Maharaj, we are only in our after the inauguration, after founding of by Prabhupada's this ISKCON movement. Then only we started Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama Hare.
Yes.
But prior to that, you know, so Ramarajacharya came out about 1,000 years ago. Because Ramarajacharya is the same disciple of our Lord Krishna. He's not different.
Yes.
So, but why he has not told about that Brihannarade Puranam, Hare Nama Kevalam, the same Hare Krishna mantra, why it was not introduced earlier?
Hare Krishna mantra is for those who are intelligent. Only those who are intelligent who chant Hare Krishna. Those who are very, very fortunate will chant Hare Krishna. Those who are not very, very fortunate cannot chant Hare Krishna mantra. It is not cheap, it is not common. Even though the holy name is available for all, don't think that everybody will chant. Only those who are intelligent will chant. Jagyai San Krishna Prajai Jijanti Usimedasa. Only those who are intelligent will chant the holy name. In Padma Purana, it is mentioned a person who has not chanted the mantra in the past life cannot chant Hare Krishna mantra this lifetime. So anyone who is chanting Hare Krishna now has chanted before. That's why you can chant now. So those who are not chanting now, they are not fortunate.
No, at this context, Maharaj, kindly excuse me for this. You know, just now you told about the Azamila. Azamila is only simply utter the word that Narayana. Bas.
Azamila chanted because he is fortunate. He had been practicing Krishna consciousness for a long time. His chanting was not accidental. Krishna promised, my devotee will not perish. Azamila served Krishna. Although he had difficulty, Krishna didn't forget the service he had rendered before. If we arrange for him to name his son Ajamila and made him to be very attached to the son, so he could chant every day. This is Krishna's causeless mercy for his devotees. So those who are fortunate will chant. Those who are not fortunate will not chant. Even Hare Krishna devotees, even Hare Krishna devotees who are chanting Hare Krishna, what kind of Hare Krishna mantra do we chant? A devotee who is chanting the Hare Krishna mantra with a cell phone in the left hand, what kind of japa is that? Is that Hare Krishna mantra? Huh? A devotee is chanting Hare Krishna, a bead bag is in the left hand, right hand is cell phone in the left hand. Is that japa? And he's chanting and looking there and he's chanting. Is that japa? The initiated devotees, they're doing that. Only a person who is very fortunate can chant the holy name. Chanting Hare Krishna, we're not talking about just having beads. Those who are really chanting. It's meant for those who are very intelligent, very, very fortunate. Lord Nityananda Prabhu has a desire that the whole living entity will chant Hare Krishna mantra. That's his desire. Chaitanya Prabhu came for that. To make the whole world chant Hare Krishna. A desire, Prabhupada, the whole world should be Krishna conscious, chant Hare Krishna. But still, some people will not chant because they are not fortunate. One should be very, very fortunate to come in contact with the holy name and to chant the name. All right? Yes, ma'am.
Krishna Maharaj. Hare Krishna Maharaj.
Hare Krishna.
When an object of sense gratification presents in front of us, how we can avoid being an intelligent fool by connecting it with Krishna somehow, when certainly it's my desire to enjoy? How can I avoid being such a person?
How can we avoid sense gratification? How? Because it's our desire to enjoy. We cannot give up anything if we don't know what it is. Until we know what it is, what is sense gratification and what does it do for us? Or what is enjoyment? To get this, we have to hear. To give up sense gratification, we should have something higher than that. And we should also learn to understand what is enjoyment. Enjoyment is this body. This body. Enjoyment is not this body. Enjoyment is the soul, not the body. But we are making a very big mistake that I have to enjoy. Enjoy what? This body? It is a big ignorance. So we have to understand this. We have to understand this very clearly, that there is enjoyment, but we don't know how to enjoy. So to learn how to enjoy, we have to hear the scripture from a self-realized soul. You can realize, oh, I've been making a big mistake thinking that I'm enjoying. Yesterday we were told about the liquid beauty, right? Liquid beauty. Yesterday? The first day. Yesterday. Liquid beauty. That's a practical demonstration to show us that enjoyment is not this body. Enjoyment is on this whole platform. And until we realize that we are not this body, and we are spirit souls, and fully engaged in activity of the spirit soul, this is Christian called devotional service, we will never enjoy. Enjoyment is meant for pure devotees. And pure devotees are the greatest sense gratifiers. Because the enjoyment is not the body. The enjoyment is the soul with soul. The soul and soul connected. Their soul is now connected with the supreme soul. That is what they enjoy. The Bhagavad Gita said, those who sees, they are looking for enjoyment outside his or her body. It's a fool, less intelligent. I would remain baffled. But those who want to enjoy, who can enjoy, are those who have taken seriously to Krishna consciousness by hearing attentively. They will realize that actually we are not this body, and this body cannot enjoy. It's the soul that can enjoy. And we engage the soul in the activity of the soul, which is devotional service to Krishna, beginning from chanting the holy name of Krishna with a sincere heart, without offense. Then, to happen by hearing and associating with those who are on that platform. Just like we are chanting Namabhas, we have a process. To chant the pure name also has a process. To chant the pure name, you have to chant with a pure devotee. One who has that nature. In his association, in his or her association, we chant that. Then we can get it. Namabas, anyone can do it. But pure name, not anyone can get it. We have to get it from one who has it. A pure devotee, who is chanting purely. That's the process. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. It is 9 o'clock exactly. Shri Prabhupada ki.